Fist punch, first aid, electrical repair. Electrical or mechanical repair would be a good one.
Yes, both.
And also,
if you would like.
And also, Sam, how many of the different like weapons and combat skills should we add? Since basically GI in a plane.
Having at least base handgun is gonna be fine. It's really for flavor. However you want to do it.
Right. Yeah.
Anything beyond that, you know, it might be useful during the scenario. It might not, but I will not be unhappy if you make characters that are more than just gun, shoot, gun, spot hidden.
Yeah, well, I'm just
if anything comes into the, if anything in this plane comes to the point where handgun becomes useful, I think we failed.
I took all of the guns. It made sense.
Why is own language an occupational skill?
It's just, it defaults to 80. Just, it's because you picked custom.
Man,
spot
hit. I should take as a hobby skill pilot Zeppelin. For no reason other than the fact that he can pilot a Zeppelin.
To make us suspicious of you, we'll think that you're a kraut.
If you want a Doctor Strangelove, clearly you should take Ride.
Yeah. I linked these last night, but I will relink them. So anybody that was looking at them earlier, this is your plane that you are flying, the B-24 Liberator. It's a beast.
Hey, Travis, is in here.
I'm only size 15, strength 18, con 14.
Travis, do you want to playtest a scenario?
Yeah, Travis is dog sitting.
You sit on that dog.
He's dog sitting? What?
He's sitting on dogs.
It's what
he's into some weird shit, dude.
He does like dogs.
Oh yeah.
Sam, are you happy I'm taking pilot aircraft at 90?
Yes, that is quite good.
Should we take I guess I also have pilot parachute as an option, though I'm not sure if that means powered parachute.
Pilot parachute?
Or... Yeah, it's one of the options. I don't know if that's like ultralight.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to put points in it, that's fine. I was figuring if anybody needed a parachute, I'd have them make dex checks to, you know, do it properly, but...
Fuck it, let's take parachute!
No, I don't... Dude, I don't got points left. I finished my dude already. Don't do this to me.
I'm also going to take the boat as aerial bombardment.
Boat as aerial bombardment.
Yeah, that's a fair idea.
I think I'm too used to freaking Eclipse Phase because I keep like capping out at 70 or 75. Which is not always the best idea.
All right.
And the cock.
What?
Call Cthulhu, COC.
There, I have finished all the occupational stuff, and now we come to hobby stuff.
Hobby points!
Let's take pilot. I'm just gonna fucking do it on principle. What, there's no other piloting things?
Operate heavy machinery.
Yes.
Pilot bulldozer.
Sam, I'm taking operate heavy machinery at 45, and I'm going to, in post, rename this to pilot Zeppelin.
God damn. I'm gonna make you write the backstory for this character just so that makes sense. Because otherwise, fuck.
That's a
you.
Lot of. That's a lot of successful bombing runs on that thing you just linked.
What is that? Oh, yeah, right?
Holy crap.
Yeah.
That seems abnormal. I'm pretty sure that's not the average.
I'm also taking first aid as an occupational skill. Yeah. Because that seems like something that Army would do.
Josh, yeah. Also for the record, I don't know much about this particular aircraft, but for a long time, B-24s were used in the Mediterranean as anti-submarine warfare. So that could be also contributing to it.
Were they like torpedo boats or
no,
torpedo?
No. They have such extensive range, like they can sit in the air for something like 36 hours before running out of fuel, that they just parked over the Mediterranean and bombed the fuck out of anything that was not allied.
So wow. Many whales.
Yeah, in the Mediterranean.
Who's good?
Yeah.
Who's good for Japan?
Well, they should have known what side to join.
God damn it.
Yeah, I took a Mecha at 75.
Nice, yeah, solid. Okay, so for those, if everybody can real
operate
quick.
Gundam.
Everybody can real quick pull up the Imgur link that has the witchcraft. I will make some notes so that on things that are in this and that are not actually in this.
What about witchcraft?
Open up the Imgur link.
You know, I always pronounce that as Imgur.
Yeah, well, especially, I
see. Yeah, I have this open already. Yeah, I used to pronounce it Imgur, and then for April Fool's Day, they made their mascot the Imgiraffe, and that's when I realized, and that's when I'm like, okay, yeah, I can't.
I just like saying it incorrectly is all.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know what's correct or not, because it's a strictly internet.
Yeah.
No, there's a correct pronunciation of GIF.
Yeah, but I'm going to say GIF anyway. Like, that one I don't care about.
Anyway.
Because it's graphic.
God damn it. All right. So, for those of you, which should be everybody, who has the Imgur link open, the first picture, this is the B-24 Liberator. It's four-engine bomber. However, the ones that are used for Operation Carpetbagger, which you are all a part of, are heavily modified. That top ball turret is not there. The bottom ball turret, which if you scroll down, you will see it kind of sitting in the somewhere in the fuselage, is not there. That's a hole in the plane that you drop guys out of. There are no bombs in the bomb racks. The bomb racks are removed, and the catwalk is still there. In the bomb bay are boxes and boxes of supplies that you drop. The tail gun is removed. You have no tail gunner. Your only armament is the forward 50 cal and the two side gunners out of the fuselage, one of which you can see the photo labeled starboard waist gun. For Josh, who is a waist gunner, you're not going to have a lot of field of vision. If you notice, you can see the frickin' tail of the plane right there, just kind of large. You have sight out to, you know, about a 270 degree angle, but part of it's blocked by that tail and part of it's blocked by the forward wing and engines. Basically, the idea is for Operation Carpetbagger, you guys are flying these B-24s that are designed to be as stealthy as possible. They're all painted matte black. They are lightened as much as possible. You have limited fuel loads and limited ammo loads, because what you're doing is you're flying deep into the heart of occupied France in preparation for D-Day, and you are dropping supplies and spies and advisors to various partisan groups. Basically, what happens is all of your oxygen equipment is removed. Everything that you would use for life support is removed.
Because we're coming in low and under the radar.
Yes, you are flying at maximum at 500 feet, which is pretty low. All right.
Oh, so we're actually under the clouds then?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, you're very nearly at treetop level. Like it's pretty low. All flights are made on moonlit nights because you're primarily using visual navigation via rivers, lakes, railroad tracks, and towns as various checkpoints. The pilot, co-pilot, and bombardiers all have maps that will aid you in keeping track of your location. And the navigator navigating by dead reckoning. All flights are individual. You are part of the 492nd bomb group. However, the way that the missions are structured, because the B-24s need to be as stealthy as possible, you are sent out by yourself on individual missions. So while the squadron might consist of 12 to 24 bombers, you are on your own. Let's see.
Would it be out of the question to have a small amount of German?
No, that's actually quite useful. And makes sense for GIs.
Actually, at Sam's request that I write this character's backstory, I may have taken 61% in German.
So all of us are in the mentality of know thy enemy as thyself.
No. It's not know thy enemy.
Nate, does this character retire to a small town in the Midwest? Was it?
This particular gentleman may have been a Zeppelin pilot in Germany for some time. Nice. He's an American citizen, but he was a luxury liner Zeppelin pilot for some period of time, because that was some big fucking dollars. And then the whole thing happened with Nazis and shit, so he was just like, "Whoa, man, going back to my home country. You guys have a good one." And then they were just like, "We need pilots." And he was just like, "I'm a pilot."
How do you say "whoa, man" in German?
All right. So there we go, Sam. I wrote his backstory.
Nice.
Ah, good work.
And now he has a reason he has pilot Zeppelin.
Pilot Zeppelin. All right.
Are you happy?
All right.
Shouldn't you have Zeppelin as language? No. Shouldn't you have German as own language and English at 61%?
No, he's from America. He immigrated.
Okay. He was taking advantage of the depressed economy and
the booming Zeppelin market.
Exactly. The booming Zeppelin market.
Yeah.
Get it?
Of damn. Post-war Germany.
Get it?
Sam, please tell me you're recording right now.
Oh, I am. I so am.
Look,
oh, God.
You were
too soon.
If you were going to be paying for a luxury Zeppelin liner, then what the fuck ever? You're rich.
He worked the Berlin to London route.
Yes.
All right.
I'm still filling out there like my last 20 hobby points.
Okay. I am just trying to figure out if there's anything else that I need to be telling you guys about. Your targets are given via precise longitude and latitude, so you will have precise locations to navigate to. Some of the aircraft were equipped with a special radar, and in specific cases, air-to-ground radio contact would be made. However, that is probably not going to be used in this scenario. Basically, your drop locations are marked by the people on the ground with bonfires, and pretty much you fly to the location, drop everything, fly further, so that you don't give away the drop location as the place that you turned, for enemy observers or any night fighters that are out there. And yeah, then you try and get home.
Sam, I have to say that while this isn't exactly a B-17 game, this is living up to all my expectations of a B-17 game.
It's about as close as I could come and have it be interesting.
So I'm just going to say what I said in chat, which is if I had money to put down on this, one of our care packages is a mummy, and we have an allied necromancer on the ground.
That could be a case, yeah. That could be
God,
a situation.
We're basically a flying green box.
All right.
We're just dropping all the weird shit.
Also, okay, so I have all this in here. Let me change. Where do I have pilot boat? Because I need to change that to bombardment. There we go. Oh, right, I forgot. All this stuff is at 61% because it gave me 1% by default.
Yeah, a lot of skills just have a 1% default. Although pilot boat seems like it should have a bit more than 1% as its default.
You think it should be, the same as, drive auto almost?
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's a boat.
Boats are easy to drive.
You can figure it out.
Yeah.
Unless you're a tribal fisherman.
Still my okay, and I can write down my weapon stats here too underneath. And
Nato, does the whole house smell like axe to you?
Oh God.
Oh God, are you being invaded by
kind
cats?
Of, yeah.
Are you being invaded?
Is that weird?
Are you being invaded by middle schoolers?
No, just go play the game.
Oops.
Did Josh just take a shower? Is that what's happening? Okay.
Not me.
There we go.
I don't use axe.
It's the other Josh who's a rabbit.
You have used axes.
many times.
Do you, Josh, do you take battle axe lessons?
I don't need lessons.
He teaches them.
I teach, yeah, but I only need to teach a lesson once.
Nato, will you come here for a second?
Sure, what you need?
How do I do the formatting on tables again?
To look at your sweet ass for good luck. Come here.
Okay.
Okay, while they're making out, I'm going to go grab a drink.
Okay.
All right, I have my occupation, bombardier. Colleges, none. Birthplace, none.
He was never born. He never went to school, but he's a born bombardier.
Okay, here, let me, oh, right. Kyle, let me do, stop. Google Plus, I know you want people to love you, but I can't. Well, except for Hangouts. Hangouts is cool. All right, here's my man's. Also, I wanted it to all go on one page, but it didn't for some reason. And for
that happens.
Weapons.
Can you give me editing access, please?
Sure.
Just because I'm going to be using these for...
SC Gravener can edit.
Oh yeah.
There you go.
Thanks.
I'm back.
Hooray.
And I'm pretty sure there's some kind of song that starts like that.
SC Gravener,
but I don't know it.
Because for some reason it isn't saved.
SC Gravener at Gmail.
Okay, no periods in the SC Gravener?
Nope. SC Gravener, Graebner.
I mean, it doesn't matter if you put periods in. If you put periods in, I don't know why you can't clear out the top space when there's a table.
I know, it's so annoying.
It's super annoying. We could reduce the top margins.
I'm just going to reduce this top point to 8 point, and it'll be good enough.
All right, and there's also an unnecessary first row here that I can delete.
There you go, Sam.
All righty.
Here's Ethan Lord.
Cool.
I'll write his backstory in the side.
Please do.
Okay, can I clear this? No, I can't clear this line out.
Oh, also, God, the tables in this thing is dumb. They're so dumb.
Yeah, they're really hard to fight with. They're kind of hard to fight with.
Also, for everybody, because everybody's using Baiaki, please remember that Baiaki does not copy over your hit points and that they are average of your con and size.
I was going to ask that.
Yes.
Totally.
Can I just not make a Google Doc?
I need to be able to edit them, so I don't want to just have an HTML link.
All right. It's not large, you just have to copy them.
HP is...
You're not my dad.
What was
Maybe
it again?
I am.
Average of your con and size.
Con and size.
I'm older.
Average of con and size, I believe, is 13 and 17 is 15, I believe.
That sounds about right, but let's check that.
No, 16. 17. You said, what did you say?
13 and 17.
Yep, that's...
15, so, yeah, it's 15.
It's 15.
For some reason, I thought you said 15 and 17. Okay, let's make this a little smaller. Make it all smaller now. Wait, nope. That's a little louder now. Shout.
A little bit louder.
Shout.
Now.
Let it all out. Oh shit! I only have 45
These
seconds.
These are
this
the things
awesome.
That we come on. I'm talking to you. I don't know any of the words to that song.
You just said most of them.
Hang on. Let me Google a thing.
There we go. Put the weapons up in the top.
Let me fucking share this bullshit. Gonna share some stuff. Woo!
I guess my song. I'm waiting for everyone else to send things in. I'll heat up some pizza because I thought we were starting this later than we were. So I'll be back.
Later? It's already 10:30.
Yeah, I thought we were gonna start at 10:30 and not at. Oh, I thought Josh was getting home at 10:30 and not 9:30.
Ah, got it.
Okay. So based on some quick research, everybody's issued 1911s, 45 automatics with shoulder holsters.
Everyone.
You do not.
Everyone should have a 1911. Like, when you're born, they should assign you a 1911. Those guns are awesome.
You do not necessarily. It is up to your character whether or not you carry it with you. However, I will not say that you are forced to carry it with you.
So 45, 19, 11. What's on that?
I believe it is a D10, but I will look it up.
I think it's D10, but so it's 45, so I think it'd be like a D10 plus.
It might be D10 plus D10. 2. Let's see. Pistol, handguns. 45 automatic. 1D10 plus 2.
Nice. Okay. Noted.
Seven bullets in your gun. One attack per round.
Except I keep mine. What's the word for it?
With one in the chamber, is that what you're talking about?
Yes. There's a name for that. Keeping it loaded with the chamber. I think it's called being dangerously asshole-ish.
Yeah, being an idiot. Especially with an automatic. I know what you could refer to as condition one is how you refer to that with machine guns and stuff like that.
Yeah, but that's just how they work.
Yes.
I think. Well, whatever. I will not actually do that.
I mean, you can. I'm not going to stop you. Well, it's your character's choice.
We're in a plane.
That is rocking all around, and yeah.
Well, no, mostly just like, why would I need that? Vampires? You did say there's an open hole in the bottom of the plane.
There is an open hole in the bottom of the plane.
Damn it, Sam. Are we going to be attacked by the Lost Boys?
Yes. Clearly, you have seen through my scenario.
What's that song again?
Sam, I went ahead and elaborated even further on his backstory.
Oh my god, you're gonna have like a novel at the end of the night.
There, it's just one paragraph. Go ahead and look.
He also was a vampire hunter. He has 60% of cult.
I can accept that.
So I guess so he was in the Air Force before working as a Zeppelin pilot. Probably retired, went to work as a Zeppelin pilot. Nazis were just like, sup, and he was just like, screw you, going back into the U.S. Air Force, you guys suck.
That would also explain why he was able to go back into the military after being in Germany for a while.
Yeah, he's probably, with like a pilot aircraft of like 91, he probably was pretty baller.
Honestly, you probably grew up flying, like you probably had some sort of background that, you know, because...
Like wings.
Yes.
What is it?
Either a family member, or something, you know, or something along those lines, however you want to phrase it, but, you were born in 1910, so you wouldn't have been able to serve in the Great War, but, you know, in the interwar period, you were clearly somehow involved in planes or aviation, because holy shit, you're a really good pilot.
You're what they, would have called back in those days, baller.
Yes. Colloquially. Yeah.
Oh my god, this is not copying well. NATO.
Manda.
NATO.
It's gonna highlight the whole thing.
I did!
The whole thing.
I did!
Click on Google Doc.
Uh-huh.
Wait, did you export as HTML?
Yes.
Okay.
Then there should be no problem.
Yeah,
it should be no problem.
It should work, like, immediately. Let's
try again. Manda, I will leave this to you.
Damn it.
I'll leave you to your own devices. You that got this.
Amanda. Believe in your justice.
What?
This president? I don't. Never mind. Has anyone seen Metal Wolf Chaos?
That went over my head.
Watched someone play it.
Oh, briefly.
Well, basically, Sam. Let's
go.
From Software, the guys who make all of the best video games, the Armored Core series, and Dark Souls, and everything, they made a game called Metal Wolf Chaos. that for the Xbox. They didn't release it in America. Because they were scared we'd be mad. Because it is literally about you play as the president of the United States of America.
That's right.
In a giant robot suit, blowing the hell out of everything. Because your evil vice president. Because your evil vice president tried to like explode you and you got away, and then you're basically waging a campaign against him as he tries to take over the government.
That's it.
Has like evil robots and shit.
That's amazing. Great.
Yeah.
No, it is amazing. I wish they released it here. It's wonderful.
I mean, all the voice acting's in English, so.
Yeah. Like, there was no localization, very little localization that needed doing. But, like, your secretary is always just like, believe in your justice. Which is hilarious because it's fluent English speakers saying this really weird shit.
Yeah, I watched a playthrough of it a very long time ago. But not even really. I watched two best friends play through it. But like, you know, just their bits.
Did they keep the cutscene where it was basically a propaganda video that the vice president put out against your guy?
I don't remember.
It's just like this giant cutscene of you fighting him and then inevitably losing. And like the news is like saying like, this Metal Wolf is more evil than the devil and worse than Satan or whatever. But then during the fight,
I've actually seen that video before.
But the best part of it is he's shooting missiles at you and he grabs one and just like, suck on my missile punch.
That's exactly how it is too.
I know he says like this goofy, terrible, evil voice because he's I love it.
All right. Is Matt still burbed?
Yes,
that's why we're talking about Metal Wolf Chaos.
Food.
And it looks like a really fun game too, because like
Christ.
You can blow up everything.
Christ in heaven.
Do you want me to stop?
No, I'm mad at this. Why won't it copy and paste right?
Oh my god!
Do you
want to
send me the HTML? And then I'll just do it, and then give you the document.
What happened? Don't sit on my pretzels. Also, something must have happened because it says. Hold on. What happened?
What?
What the fuck did you do?
I didn't do anything.
What are you?
I copied and pasted. That's what happened.
I love that all of this is being recorded.
Send someone else the HTML. They'll take care of it.
Okay. Did you open the HTML, highlight it, Control C?
Yes.
You didn't like drag the file itself into like a Google.
So everything on her screen and her Google Doc is so fucked that I'm washing my hands of the situation instantly.
Just send me the HTML.
Send Josh the HTML. He'll do it. I don't know what you did. I don't know how to fix it.
Anyway, Sam, you should find a playthrough of Metal Wolf Chaos and watch it.
I might have to, because that sounds pretty
cool. Have you not heard of Metal Wolf Chaos, Sam?
I had some highlights for him. I think we're good.
Also, I think something went terribly wrong because it says Cthulhu Mythos is 99.
No, that's...
No, that's 99 minus Cthulhu Mythos.
Yeah, that's your max sanity.
Alright.
And are you okay?
No.
Do you need an adult?
Yes, but there are none to be had.
All right.
Amanda, that's Cthulhu Mythos minus 90, or 99 minus Cthulhu Mythos.
Okay.
Is so your max
you
sanity.
Zero Cthulhu Mythos, which is why that's displaying as 99.
Super.
Okay, let me...
The struggle is real, Hannah.
I know, I've been listening to it.
Hi, Hannah.
Hi.
Hannah. I haven't seen you around in a while.
I know. It's almost as if I got busy with school and then bought a PS3 and never went out my computer again.
See, this is why you need to buy games on Steam. And only ever games on Steam.
Thank you, Josh.
Can I
just tell you what happened here? Hold on.
Also, I hope you like the name of the document.
I was about to comment on it.
It's fine. It's whatever. I don't care. Why would I care?
Oh.
Okay, so what happened in my... Every time I would copy-paste it, instead of it being, you know, what you just did, it pasted with about 20 spaces in between each word, so there's about 6 pages.
Fuck.
What browser were you opening the HTML file in?
I don't know. I've got
Was it like... Are you sure you weren't using like...
I don't know what happened, okay?
Netscape like Navigator some kind 5.0.
Leave me alone. This is why I don't play Call of Cthulhu, because I'm too inept.
That has nothing to do with anything.
It has 100% everything to do with everything else.
What? I don't understand. what you're even saying anymore, Amanda. I just don't understand anything.
I have some alcohol.
Do we have any alcohol?
I wish I had some alcohol.
Could you find me some alcohol?
Do you want some alcohol?
Maybe.
Okay, I'll have.
This is gonna be a great playtest.
Oh yeah. If it's ever gonna start.
on par with the grid.
I will try and find you some alcohol, and I'll have an IPA.
Let's hurry up and crash this plane so I can start playing Dark Souls.
God damn.
Look, I'll be fine.
I hate all of you.
Oh hey, Sam, did you ever get a chance to I think I suggested to you 90 Minute Imperial?
I love Dogfish Head. I've been
okay.
Dogfish Head for years.
Have you had their
Probably
Mind of Touch?
Get head from fish, Sam. That sounds like a really terrible idea.
Have I had which, Nate?
Midas Touch.
Yes, it's quite good.
I really want to try it. I want to drink what an old Grecian king thought was so good that he had barrels upon barrels in his tomb.
And I mean,
what
if
I
you
want.
Think about it,
get
like,
beer.
Mechanically, it's not really getting head. I mean, it's more just like putting it in a fish. It's not cool. Pretty sure that constitutes animal cruelty. But wait, no, same guys who are vegans and stuff, or not vegans, but vegetarians protest against that, and so fish aren't animals.
I'm crying for real tears.
That's pescatarians, and for the most part they do that because the practices of farming fish are more humane.
Also,
that's because we haven't figured out. Sorry.
Fish are stupid and not as empathetic as like livestock.
Yeah, well, it's only because we haven't figured out like less humane ways and more efficient ways to farm them yet.
Apparently, somebody discovered a way to humanely make foie gras. All
right, I'm gonna go.
Which is usually done by, force feeding the
That doesn't make any sense. So how does
Amanda?
Because if you put them in an environment where they feel comfortable and like they're in the wild, and then put a bunch of food out, they will force feed themselves.
NATO.
We don't have any mixers, but we have peach schnapps. You want just straight peach schnapps?
Put some ice in it. Give it to me.
All right.
Also, Matt,
mm?
It's the cruelty that makes it delicious. Don't you understand?
Damn it.
Oh.
Ooh.
Oh.
Oh, man.
How are you guys doing?
I'm having pizza.
That's good. I'm glad for you.
That is a state of being.
Really?
I finished watching True Detective.
Oh, I really want to get into that.
You should.
Is it done?
I liked the conclusion. I did not like the ending.
Don't spoil it.
I'm not going to. I'm just going to say that.
Is it only a miniseries?
Well, they're planning on doing another season, but it's going to basically be more like an anthology. Every season is going to be a different story.
That's probably a good way to do things.
They might be interconnected, maybe, at some point, but they haven't hinted at that.
What is interconnected?
We're talking about True Detective.
Oh, yeah.
And how it's going to be an anthology, basically. Every season is going to be a different story.
Yeah.
And they haven't said there's going to be any kind of interconnections. I'm hoping there will be, but who knows.
All right. Everybody have finished character sheet.
I think Nate's getting booze.
Damn it, Nate's still getting booze. All right. Never mind.
I'm sorry, Sam.
Okay. Actually, Sam, if you want to start intro narration, it's only going to take me a minute.
Okay. Well, I just want to make sure everybody's prepped before I do that.
I think everything.
Finished character sheet. Everybody got dice.
I
think everything turned out okay.
Dun dun dun.
Yeah.
Do it.
Commercial.
Commercial break.
Go.
Do we have like any pop, like Sprite or anything?
No, we have one Dr. Pepper, and I have Barks.
Okay.
Do you have any cocaine?
Because you literally gave me like a full mug of just schnapps, and I'm like, this is a bad idea, but I can't let good schnapps go to waste.
I mean, do you want Dr. Pepper?
Dr. Pepper and peach schnapps sounds vile. All
right, we got nothing else.
I'll just do it.
Okay.
Pretzels.
Sorry. I'm sorry. You guys want to hear the story of how it took me 4 hours to eat a ham sandwich?
What?
I got a ham sandwich today from Tim Hortons at like, what was it, like 4? And I started eating it when we left Tim Hortons, and I got maybe 2/3 through by the time we were home, got down maybe to half of it, took a nap, woke back up. It was very filling. Anyway, finally got through
apparently.
It. That's the story of how it took me 4 hours to eat a ham sandwich.
Okay, well, it's a little less impressive because you put it down and went to sleep for a while.
I think that's even more impressive, especially if you imagine the ham sandwich sitting on my chest as I slept. That's not how it happened, but it might as well have been.
Okay, what the... What is this question from Luffy?
What is
just
this
asked him.
Where? Where is it?
Just to balance, just to keep the balance between good and bad questions, if the drunk and the ugly were a single entity, who would be what part? The brain, the heart, and the which lucky devil is the penis?
Well, I'm the heart, of course. Who's the brains of our operation?
That would be Matt. By the way, I'm the liver.
I responded to you as Nate's the cock.
I don't think I have
enough game.
I think say that we all have a little bit of the cock in us.
Yeah, but I think Sam.
Let's be honest. If the drunk and ugly were a giant robot, if the drunk and ugly were Voltron,
I would form the head.
We would all form the penis.
No, I think Matt forms the head. I think Sam forms.
No, Sam. Penis. Meant, yes.
Am I the penis? Is that what
yeah,
you just said?
Yeah,
form the head
of the penis.
Of the penis.
Yeah, you see, Sam, like, my opinion on it is that, like, the person that has the most game should be the penis.
Agree.
And I think you have the most game here.
He's pretty charming.
Yeah, so I'm just going to go out a limb and say that you...
God,
that you're one of the biggest members. And you know, being a bit of a writer yourself, you know the pen is mightier than the sword.
Just get them all out. Just keep going. What else you got for me?
Cock.
Just throw it down. Dicks. Just dicks.
I'm so
floor full of dicks.
I can't handle this.
That's what she's.
We're all like 13 years old in here, apparently.
Just dicks come out of the walls. He just walks into your room and just a dick. There's just a dick wall.
I've seen that that's movie. Just, I just like.
That's the worst like, Silent Hill 4 interpretation I've ever heard.
Sam, you are live blocking this conversation to the threat to the forum.
There is literally 1,000 erections just across one wall. Mm. The other side of the wall is a nice pleasant sunrise.
I'm gonna vomit.
I thought you said I'm gonna vomit, and that seemed very relevant.
That seems very relevant to getting us back in this game gracefully.
There is no grace here.
Also, Josh, my reply to that is failing sand checks in games where you do not die via sanity is awesome.
If you lose 70 sand in a one shot, then you looked at Haster.
I mean, yeah, it's true, but like,
and you probably deserve it.
Like Nemesis and Rain, that's where it's just like. Where I personally am just like, I succeeded a sand check. I didn't want to succeed a sand check. Fuck.
So with that, as the lightning strikes crash down around you and something just is scraping against the outside of the hull and the plane is just slowing down and dropping altitude rapidly, we're going to pause because I got to pee again.
God damn it. All right, I'm taking... the pistol to the bolts, holding the machine gun in place. I'm just gonna Rambo this bitch.
You're just gonna fire up through the top of the plane?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Nate, stop making chocolate milk.
He just puts all the ingredients down, frowns, and walks away sadly. Hey, Matt, you didn't die.
Yeah, congratulations.
Because
yeah,
Sam's really bad at rolling damage.
You might not be able to function like a normal human ever again, but...
Despite Sam's best efforts, I did not die.
Well, you basically, I mean, like, yeah, well, you just have a new... You have a tick now. A nervous tick. Nah.
God damn it.
What's the thing that they put into cows, like a hole in their stomach so they can see if the cow is digesting things properly? Hmm?
Fistula.
You think? Yeah. You got one of those now, buddy.
Yeah, I'm a fistulated man. That's actually that was actually a story on an episode of Radiolab. That actually went into. I learned that there's technology that allows you to eat without eating.
Huh.
And there was a story of a man who had a who was fistulated, and they were trying. They were hoping that the thing in his intestines would heal if he didn't eat for a while. And so the whole story is about like what it's like to not eat for a year.
Wow.
And he said like he started developing like almost an erotic attraction to food. Like there's a thing in there about like he saw a cake that had been baked recently in his kitchen, and he really wanted to eat it, but he knew he couldn't. So he said he was like sticking his fingers into the cake and like just smelling it really hard. And like one of his kids walks in and is like, "What are you doing?"
I want to eat the cake, son.
There's also an interesting part in there where he did he was talking about how his wife had made French fries, and he did not.
Especially his family was evil.
Yeah.
He was talking about how he put a French fry in his mouth. He did not eat it. He was just gonna kind of roll it around and kind of taste it. And he discovered that he couldn't taste anything, and he checked his tongue in the mirror and found out his taste buds had actually atrophied.
Oh, God. Also, I'm back. Is everybody here? Hey, or did we have...
I think Sam went to... Or you're Sam. I think Nate went to go get himself something to drink.
Okay. You guys all enjoying us so far?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. I think I'm going to do plan... I'm going to go back to plan A, Sam.
Okay. We're very...
I take this MG.
We are pretty close to the end here, so...
Yeah, I know.
Fire it through the hole at this thing.
Josh is saying he's gonna just shoot it off the bolts and then point it at the seat, put it at the roof, and just let loose.
Oh, sure. Just fill the interior of the plane with bullets, ricocheting 50 caliber.
They're not gonna
bullets.
Ricochet. They're 50 cal.
If you're gonna do that, I'm gonna go back up front.
At this range, come on. I'll aim for the parts that don't have the not struts, the what you call them?
Armor plating?
No, they all have armor plating.
Yeah, I mean
the actual like supports for the plane where there is more material.
Okay.
Not struts.
Bulkheads, I believe, is the word you're looking for there.
Well, that's the in between the parts. I'm talking about like the actual structural supports of the plane. I forgot what you'd call those.
Struts. Yeah.
Maybe struts. Okay. That wasn't sure.
Just a type of strut. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I don't know how to strut my stuff.
I played a Kerbal Space Program to know that things that hold aircraft together are called struts.
Yeah.
Okay. So my intuition was actually correct. I should stop doubting.
Okay. So
embrace your intuition. Feel the rain on your skin.
God damn it.
God damn it.
All right.
No one else can do it.
We return.
I shoot his character.
Yeah. Kyle Beckner has mysteriously died.
We pushed him out.
Slumped up against the radio.
Would you say, as far as his story goes, the rest is still unwritten?
Matt, you're so beautiful.
Game
Please
over.
Never
I quit. Podcast done. I'm just going to go cry now. No.
You're going to cry.
Okay. So